Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My name is Grace Bogdanov. I am the Area Vice President for 1199 SEIU's Western New York Nursing Home Division. We represent about 5,000 nursing home workers across Western New York, 300 of whom are healthcare workers here at Weinberg Campus. We are here today, as we were last week, to save Weinberg Campus. Weinberg Campus is a nonprofit that has been in our community for decades. Our workers here have provided quality care to the residents year after year, and they want to continue doing so. But Weinberg Campus is victim to circumstances that are not unfamiliar to us. Across New York State, Medicaid reimbursement rates do not cover the cost of providing care for our nursing homes. And it is upstate New York nonprofit nursing homes that have been hit hardest by the inadequate coverage. In addition to that, financial mismanagement by leadership of Weinberg Campus, led by Ken Rogers, board president, and Bob Mayer, the CEO, has brought us here today. Just last Thursday, we were informed that in August, Bob Mayer and Ken Rogers, along with the rest of the board, had submitted a plan for closure to the Department of Health. We had not been made aware of that at that time, nor were we aware that the Department of Health had been reviewing that plan for closure over the last 2 months. Last Thursday, we were informed that they had approved that plan for closure, and that's why we were here today. In the days that passed since last Thursday, we've had residents, family members, workers, community members, and elected officials all rally behind saving Weinberg Campus. And there is a solution here. We have been working for almost 2 years with Lineage Care Group at Weinberg Campus. And Lineage Care Group is the right owner to take over the campus. And we have proposed that to the Department of Health for a transfer of ownership to Lineage Care Group. And you're going to hear from all of our elected officials today about why that's necessary. And you're going to hear from Chris Koenig, the CEO of Lineage Care Group, about that as well. But what I want to talk about is the fact that you have 300 healthcare workers here whose livelihoods depend on Weinberg Campus. You have over 100 residents on this campus whose health depends on these healthcare workers. And the reality is that once you begin to move these residents, that continuity of care that they rely upon, that they need, is going to go away. They will be disrupted. They will move away from their home, from the workers that they call their family, and they will have to go to a strange and unfamiliar nursing home and face new challenges there. We are talking about human lives here. And it is incumbent on the Department of Health to do the right thing, to save this institution, a beautiful campus with a group of workers that care so much more than you can even imagine about the well-being of these residents, so that we can continue to have this place exist and be the place that anybody would want to send their family member to provide quality care as they live out the rest of their lives. So I'd like to introduce first Senator Sean Ryan.
Thanks, Chris. We shouldn't have to be here today. There is a nursing home crisis in New York State, and we're all trying to deal with it. But on this facility, the alarm bells, they were rung some time ago. And it gave the New York State Department of Health sufficient time to intervene, if they chose to intervene. But instead, they chose to ignore. And there was two paths we could have taken. A path towards bringing in a receiver, shoring up this facility financially, ensuring that everyone here could keep this as their home, or they could go down the closure route. And they went down the closure route. But they didn't tell anyone they were going down that route. They didn't give an opportunity for the side of keeping it open to present their case until we got a call saying, we're closing. Often when nursing homes close in New York State, there is no one willing to step in to take control. But we have a receiver ready, willing, and able to step in. But we're hearing silence from the Department of Health. And that's a big problem. So we're calling on the Department of Health to do the right thing. And the right thing is to allow people to continue living here as their home. The right thing is to allow all the caregivers to keep providing care here in this facility. And the right thing is to maintain all these beds in Western New York. And it's not just an Amherst issue. You're going to hear today, you know, from me. You're going to hear from a Congress member. You're going to hear from an acting mayor. Because people who live and work in this facility aren't just in this immediate vicinity. This is a Western New York issue, and it's an issue that we have the ability to solve. We have the financial ability to solve. We have the management ability to solve. But does the Department of Health have the ability not to have a cold, callous analysis and say, closure is the easy way, that's what they're doing? Or will they recognize there's human beings here, there's families here, there's workers here, and we need to do the right thing. And the right thing? Keep this facility open. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator. Next, I would like to invite up Assemblymember Karen McMahon.
Thanks, Grace. I'll try to project to the corners of the room. I want to echo a few of the things that Senator Ryan said. We've been dealing with the problem of adequately financing the nursing home industry in New York for a long time. Medicaid rates do not reflect the actual cost of care, and they need to be raised. Rebasing, that is reexamining the rates regularly, that needs to be done as well. But right now, my priority is the well-being of every person who lives here, every resident, and all the workers who've given their heart and their souls to give the excellent care that they do. They treat them like family, and that is my priority. I've made it clear to the governor's office, to the Department of Health, that the best thing for this entire community is to work together to keep this place open and operating. It's so important. Weinberg has been a community jewel. This place has been the standard of care for so many people for decades. And we've come to really depend on this place. And it's so important to work together to find a way. We have a path. So the Department of Health needs to look at that, needs to examine everything, and needs to do it quickly, because we can't leave you all in limbo. It's not fair to anybody here. So let's work together. I hope to find out more today, but the most important thing is to find a way to keep Weinberg open. Thanks. There you go.
And now we'll hear from the acting mayor of Buffalo, Chris Scanlon.
Thank you, Grace.
Go get him, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, while it's very nice to be here with all of you, I think the state senator was right. We don't have to be here, and we shouldn't be here this morning. You know, why are we here? 120 lives potentially being uprooted, 300 livelihoods being put in jeopardy. You have a family situation here where more than 400 people come together on a regular basis, care for one another, and make this facility what it is. The technical side of things might be a little complicated. If you get in the room and you start talking about receivership versus closure, and the technical side of things, they might be complicated. But the decision to make keep this facility open should be an easy one. If all of us get in the same room at the local, the state level, with all the partners, this should be an easy decision. Again, we're talking about 120 residents whose comfortable living, stable living, is being brought into question. 300 men and women who don't just come and perform a job or work, they're answering a calling on a daily basis. Yes. And again, whether it's the local, the state level, all the partners need to get in a room and figure this out in short order. Because what we don't want to do is disrupt lives, put livelihoods in danger, just because of mismanagement and things of that nature. So again, I'm urging everyone at the local, the state level, to please get in a room, figure this out. I can tell you from my administration and collaborating with the partners in government, look at who's here today, for example. You have men and women from organized labor, men and women from every level of government who don't always agree on things, I can tell you that. But we're here today agreeing on one thing, that this facility should remain open, and we're going to continue to do everything we can to make sure that it does. So thank you very much for having us here today.
All right, well, great timing. Now we have Congressman Tim Kennedy.
Good morning, everybody. It is good to be with you all, but I'm sorry to have to be here with you all. Today we're gathered in the wake of the decision of Weinberg Campus to close its 180-bed Rosa Coplan Living Center, which will leave residents and their family members scrambling to secure quality care. This is unacceptable. This is an outrageous decision that has to be reversed. This decision will rob more than 300 individuals of their work, their good-paying, fulfilling jobs. It'll take away the home of 120 residents. It'll take a nearly 200-bed facility off of the roll here in Western New York when we can least afford it at this moment in time. As an occupational therapist, I've seen firsthand how transfers from one facility to another lead to declines in patient health. In some cases, it's led to death. We know that if this facility closes, our friends, our family members, and our neighbors are going to be hurt. Yeah. And in some cases, it's going to lead to some folks losing their lives. Yeah. We cannot allow that to happen. Yeah. And we won't allow that to happen. These are people's homes, a community of fellow residents, and beloved caretakers that residents hold dear. A skilled, quality, and reliable care that is essential to the health of older adults in Western New York. This closure undermines the welfare of both the residents and the skilled health care workforce that serves them and will stand to exacerbate the ongoing care crisis in our region and in our state. Neither we nor the Department of Health can sit back and allow skilled workers to have their work pulled from under them, and neither us nor the Department of Health can allow our friends, our family, and our neighbors have their homes taken away from them. I want to thank my colleagues in government that stand here with us today from all levels of government, particularly those from New York State and from the city of Buffalo. I want to thank the workers from 1199 SEIU. I want to thank Grace Bogdanoff, the VP of Nursing Home Division for 1199 SEIU. I want to thank Peter DeJesus from 1199 SEIU and the president of the Western New York AFL-CIO. I want to thank the residents for standing up with us and for yourselves. You know, here in Western New York, we don't take things laying down, do we?
No.
We stand up and we fight for what's right, don't we?
Yes.
And you know, in this fight, we're on the side of the angels. We are on the side of doing what's right for our community, for our family members, for our neighbors. And Weinberg Campus and Rosa Coplin has served our community for decades upon decades. And as one that has been in healthcare my entire adult life, I have always held Weinberg Campus and Rosa Coplin at the top of the standard of care in our community. And that continues because of all of you. And so we stand here with you in this moment. I join my colleagues to urge Weinberg leaders and state officials to work toward a solution that protects residents and workers. This includes taking a serious look at the receivership on the table that would allow for continued care at this facility, saving the lives of some of our most vulnerable community members and enhancing the lives of others. And I stand with you in this fight. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here with you. Thank you.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about the future of Weinberg Campus and how are we going to save Weinberg Campus, and it cannot be done without everybody here in this room, but in particular, the owner that we have identified to come in as part of our proposal for transfer of ownership, and that is Chris Koenig, CEO of Lineage Care Group, and I'd like to introduce him to you all today. All right.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for that round of applause. I'll try to speak as loud as I can, but like these guys, we've been working really hard to try to do everything we can to keep these doors open and keep the residents that you see here in front of you located here on campus. My name's Chris Koenig. I'm the president of the Lineage Care Group, and you know us. We're Schofield Care, we're Greenfields, Niagara Lutheran, two other large nonprofits with decades of history. 2024 actually marks the 100th anniversary of Rosa Coplin being named this facility right here. Weinberg itself has 115 years of nonprofit service to our community. That's important to keep in mind, and that's what we're trying to save. I want to thank the electeds who came out with us today, but I want you to know that they've been doing this with us for years. They've been advocates for the nursing homes for the past couple of years. You've had owners, for-profits, nonprofits advocating for reimbursement rates for the past handful of years, and we have rang the alarms. We've said this for years. Weinberg is not by itself in these financial issues, but Weinberg may be the tipping point. We've seen facilities close across the state, and you've seen other facilities able to pick up the difference. I don't think we can do that in Western New York. We're going to get to a limit when it's going to back up the entire healthcare system, and it's going to impact more than this facility right here. And if I want to take a moment again to talk about the residents that are here and the staff that are here. They've been here day in and day out. They're not in front of the cameras, but they're here every night. They're taking care of each other. They formed a community, and that's what is here, a community. The Weinberg campus, we want the residents to stay in their home. We want the staff to stay employed here because it's important. This is a beautiful campus, 115 years of history. I want to reinforce Lineage's commitment to the community, but also to the staff and the residents here. We've been partners about 2 years. The two other nonprofit boards have donated the time of our staff financially through supplies and many other decisions that we've helped make with Weinberg. We want to help see these folks. We want to help keep the nonprofit presence in Western New York, and that has to happen soon. So I want to thank the employees here for all the continued work that you've done, and I want to thank the staff and the families. I want to thank the families for here for making your voices known. This is your home, and that's the way it should be, and that's what we want to try to keep. Thank you.
I also also want to take a moment to thank the county executive, Mark Polenkars, who has a representative, Brian Swanekamp, here for him today. He's been coming out in strong support of our proposal to save Weinberg campus, as well as Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa, who was unable to be here today. The fact of the matter is that time is ticking, right? The Department of Health has a few days, maybe, to make this decision. Residents have already begun moving from Weinberg campus because family members are scared. They're scared about where their family, where their residents are going to go. They want to make sure that they're able to go to a facility that isn't too far away, that is familiar, that they can go visit their family member. So as more and more residents leave Weinberg campus, the possibility of saving this campus decreases. Time is ticking. If we have not heard from the Department of Health, by tomorrow we will be picketing outside of Department of Health office, 295 Main Street, from 4 to 5 p.m. tomorrow. But we sincerely hope that the Department of Health has heard us loud and clear by now, and that they do their due diligence and they explore this proposal for a transfer of ownership to Lineage Care Group. Lives truly do depend on it, as you've heard today. The lives of residents, the livelihoods of workers, this beautiful campus that you see around you. So I thank you all for your continued support, and we hope to have good news.
We've had several conversations with the state health department. They seem to be on a path towards closure. We emphasized with them that there's a receiver ready, willing, and able, and that the Western New York community is expecting the Department of Health to choose the receivership model and to proceed that way to keep this facility open. More conversations are ongoing. There were end of last week, all through the weekend, so it's still ongoing, but we really need the State Department of Health to realize just how important this facility is to Western New York.
How long does that receivership process take place, right? And what disruption, will there be disruption if that receivership is put in place?
So the state has a law that says if there's problems at a nursing facility or any facility where people are being taken care of, the state can step in and appoint the receiver. So it's clear under the law what their authority is, and it's clear why the law was set up this way. It was set up to maintain a facility like this in operation, not to do a closure plan. So, once again, the law is clear, the policy reasons are clear. We just need the State Department of Health to get their minds around the idea that we can keep this place open.
Just real quick, to that point, I want to invite Chris up to just talk about what the transition could look like.
So the good news is the transition can be relatively smooth. We've been a partner of Weinberg's for around 2 years, a little bit deeper in the operations over the last six. So out of any potential receiver, we make the most sense just because we've been partners for so long. But it is going to take a financial commitment from the state for that to happen. We can't keep taking the money from the other two nonprofits and putting it here without commitment from the state.
If the law's in place, and you guys are willing to take over operation, should it be a no-brainer?
It should be a no-brainer. I'll save the politicking for the folks behind me. It absolutely should be a no-brainer, and I wish the no-brainer happened months ago and not today.
Look, there's 120 residents here, 180-bed facility, 300 employees. This is a crisis, and this is a moment in time for the Department of Health to step up and do the right thing. If Rosa Kaplan on Weinberg campus closes, people are going to die. That's what happens when these homes close. That is a fact. And the cost of closure is a hell of a lot more than the cost of keeping it open. So the state health department needs to do the right thing. That's the bottom line.
How much time do you have?
Give me like 2 minutes.
So the Medicare is controlled by the federal government. The biggest issue we have is with the Medicaid rate. So a lot of that is determined by the state budget. There is the financial component from the federal government that has to approve the state budget, but the state budget controls the Medicaid rate that the nursing home gets, and there's a huge disparity between New York, the cost of care versus what the reimbursement is compared to the rest of the country.
What can be done then? Is that something that has to be done in state Senate? Is
this
a governor thing?
Well, it's a little bit of both. So we've had done a lot of advocacy over the past few years. So our friends behind us have understood. They've listened for the past few years. They've been able to get us small increases. But it's like any other budget. There's only a certain pool of funds within the state. And when they're advocating for us, that money has to come from somewhere else. So getting everybody to understand that these events will happen if that reimbursement's not raised, unfortunately, takes time. So the issue is the more than $100 a day for the cost of care reimbursement versus what we're paid.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Where is the governor? I'm not trying to be nasty, but where is she? This is the time for her to step up for us. Don't they know what this is?
I'm out of here.
Before we even came here, I'd be one of them. It's hard enough to deal with being in a nursing home when you have nobody to get you little things that you need, when you have nobody to support you when you're in like a medical situation, when you have to tackle everything all by yourself, and there are people that you can hire that can help you with these things, and I do have one of those, but it is still hard for me to know who to trust sometimes. It's hard for me to, just because I have trust issues in general, but it's hard for me to believe that there's anybody that really cares. We need somebody who really cares. We need a lot of people who really care. Most of the people here do care for us. There are people, every place has its bad eggs, but for the most part, everybody here loves us and they take care of us.
That's right.
And, do find a way to keep Weinberg open if at all possible.
That's right.
Did you have the petition with you?
Yes, we do.
Excellent. We have been in touch with the governor's office, and we are aware that the governor's office is aware of the crisis here at Weinberg campus and has been helping to facilitate some conversations with the Department of Health for us, but as of right now, we still have not had an update as to where things stand in terms of the proposal for receivership. And I do want to introduce you to these fantastic ladies to my left, and go ahead and just...
Hi, we are family members. My mother has been here at Rosa Copeland for 8 years. Please save Rosa Copeland. Please help the employees. My mother will not survive a transfer. We have signatures from all of our community to
help
save. We
have the first 180. We have 1,500 coming in that want to save this place. Not only is our mom here, this is our family. They take care of our mom. They became our friends and family. You need to step up and help us. Our government helps everybody and everybody around the world. Help us. Come to Buffalo. Help these people. Keep our elderly people in the home that they are in. Don't put them on the street. We're people. This is family. Help us. Keep these people here.
Please. Please.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.